You heard what Mr. Whitley had to say, that Romney had to say today. You got an email. I mean, how much does that concern you?
Well, it always concerns when I mean, it's a blanket statement. I'm not sure what the actual statement was, but it sounds like you're going to end the subsidy for Amtrak, I think, is what it was. So, yeah, it's a concern. But you know, we've heard that before. It's happened before. The Amtrak has been zeroed out in the budget before. It's not as easy of ending the service as one might think. As far as I mean, we talked about the Northeast Corridor and that 500-mile corridor. I mean, you just can't end that. So we're concerned about it. We're hopeful that whoever wins the election that will have support when the election is over and the rhetoric is done. They'll see that there are benefits. We're doing good work. There are paybacks happening. We talked about those today. So we watch that very closely. Certainly we're concerned, but you know, right now it's campaign season and a lot of things are said. So I guess it remains to be seen.
It's a challenge it seems like you face every year or two, doesn't it?
Well, we have. And IDOT was talking about the ability to plan and to stage and to do some planning and to do the engineering to get ready for the project. I mean that's where it's at to make progress, and it's hard to do that when you're not sure what your revenues are going to be. So Amtrak has always suffered from an instability of the revenue source, but we've had stability in the last 3 years, and lo and behold, what's happened? We're building railroads in the Midwest. So I think what we've shown with some stability, and while it's a lot of money in the realm of transportation and the humongous amounts of money that it takes to build highways and all those types of things, we're building railroads here in the Midwest. So we're hopeful that the good job that we've done and support we've had from around the country and groups like this around here, that after the election things settle down and maybe it won't be as bad as it seems right now.
One railroad that gets talked about, at least extending the line, that goes through this region down to Hannibal.
Yeah.
Is there anything new to report on that?
I don't have anything. I'm not sure that the state of Missouri has reached out to Amtrak. I'm not aware of it. You know, certainly the state has to decide that they're interested in that and go through the process of the feasibility study. I mean, it would, you know, an expansion of service would be great, but I really don't have any information on that. It hasn't gotten to me, except anecdotally and what I read and hear on TV and on your station, so, and on WGEM and others. So I really can't respond to that.
Has there been any talk about perhaps adding a few runs that don't go up to Chicago, maybe Quincy to Princeton or Quincy to Galesburg, something like that?
I have not heard of that. I think it's pretty well set that in my mind that we got equipment problems, and you got to turn the train around. What do you do with the crews? There's crew sets and all the logistics it takes to staff and to turn the train and maintain the train and fuel the train and clean the train. So it's endpoint Chicago, and then the few people we have in Quincy to do that. So right now I would say that's probably not a realistic option.
All right. What does it cost to run a train from Quincy to Chicago? Do you know, just like one trip?
I can't tell you. I don't know. It's not that I'm not going to tell you. I don't know that, so I don't know that.
Sure. As far as skeptics of Amtrak, what would you tell them? I mean, is there one key point or two you try to make with them to explain the value of the service?
Well, you know, I was trying to make the point today. There's development happening. Driving to Chicago from Chicago, and that's where that's the main focus of our service. You know, we certainly need to maintain those roads, but that's not going to change. That congestion coming out of Chicago, So the skeptics, I would suggest that planning and building on what's already a success and improving it and expanding it and making it better is the future for this region. To bring people in, to bring talent in, to bring students in, to bring faculty in at our universities. And if they're coming from countries or parts of the country or Asia or Europe where rail is commonplace and transit and connectivity is the way of the world, so you're going to bring people into Chicago and have them drive down to Macomb, they're not staying. You know, the likelihood of attracting that talent and keeping it is less likely. So that's why I talked about, this gets us in the game. The skeptics, if they lived here, they wouldn't be skeptics. There aren't many skeptics in West Central Illinois, in my opinion, in Galesburg and Macomb and Quincy. I think the skeptics are people who don't have it, who don't have service, I don't spend a lot of time worrying about that. I'd spend a lot of time worried about making what we're doing better. So.
And along those lines, the transportation secretary told me a couple
I'll come
months
back
ago.
For you. I'm going to go do Doug Wilson.
All right, sure. That you'll be getting some double decker cars on the in-state routes, so you can still run the same number of routes, but you'll have more passenger capacity.
Is that the new equipment?
Yeah.
Yes, that'll be the California model car. That'll be starting coming in 2015. Yes. Yeah, they'll be fully handicapped accessible, bicycles, Wi-Fi, new equipment. If you've ridden on the California service, it's kind of a split level, a little up, a little down. It'll be nice new service, absolutely, absolutely. They'll start coming in 2015. It should be fully operational in 2017.
And you prefer that over adding routes, I take it. You can carry perhaps twice as many people.
Well, I mean, we could, I'm hopeful we'll add routes also. But I don't think that precludes that either. But, we have, we could fill the seats now. So part of that is the economy of scale of partnering with California. The Midwest had had federal money. The Midwest states had federal money. And the economy of scale is partnering with California. They were going to make a purchase with the same specs and the same design, and their design had been very successful. So the order will supply the cars that will be owned by California, and then the ones that will run in the Midwest. So just the economy of scale, and they'll be good cars, and people will be happy with them.
And you refer to the line through here as being a success. You mean based on the ridership numbers, you look at that and call this a successful route?
What would you call it?
Well, I'm asking what your definition of success is.
Success is ridership. Success is utilization. If success is breaking even, then that's a different story. We haven't made that critical mass yet. If you go down and look at the people getting on and off this station, on weekends, if you look at the families getting on and off using this in the summer, I call that a success now. Having more people on the trains full, that's success also. But the level that we're at now, in my category, is success.
All right. Anything you want to add?
Nope. Thanks.
Thank you.
You're welcome.